Stacking Theory is up next with Escape the Grid.
There must be some kind of way out of here, free from the anger and the hate and the fear. How not everything in life should be so grim. Yeah, there's gotta be room for some hope and some joy and blind optimism. There must be some kind of mistake here. I'm trapped by all the precious things I once held dear. All my useless measures have become my way, and they're dragging me down, turn my smiles into frowns, and I've got to escape.
I have so much to say about this song. First off, this band read the judges' reviews and altered their intended approach accordingly.
I love them for that.
I have very mixed feelings about that. I mean, like, I'm sure that it resulted in a song that is more enjoyable to me, more enjoyable than what his initial stab at this round was, which he described as, quote, super slow, unquote, and, quote, angry slash sad, unquote, and, quote, 58 beats per minute of descending minor chords, unquote.
I mean, right up your alley.
58 beats per minute? I didn't know that tempos went that low. I always assumed that the edge of the world must be around 120, although, of course, I've never had occasion to check that. Anyway, it's probably okay to take the judge's advice as strategy for doing better in a competition, but with zero actual stakes to this competition, it makes me uneasy to think that the judges drastically influenced this song away from what the band might have appreciated for themselves more, if you know what I mean.
So, you know,
go ahead.
Ryan, there's a reason that we didn't write any slow songs after the second round of Narine. Uh-huh. When Vowel Sounds entered, because we entered the really slow core kind of tune in, I guess that was round one, actually. And it got panned. You're like, oh, I hate slow songs. They're so boring. And we did pretty poorly. And I think we're called the greatest disappointment after the round one entry by one of the judges. Definitely that was something that we took into account for future rounds. It's like, oh, we better just write some fast songs and make sure we keep their
there are no stakes, Ryan, but people still want to win.
Yeah, I get it, but like I was mentioning before, I mean, if there are no stakes, and if you're just using this as a prompt to get you to write more music, like we tend to do, you know, whenever we're doing anything, you know, having a deadline and having a direction is kind of the main thing, and also having a default kind of, you know, reason to do it is this, really. So like even when we were judging, we would do a lot of shadow songs, and that had nothing at all other than we wanted to make sure that we got it in before the listening party. So if you want to continue, and if you want to compete, and if you want to do well in the competition, then yes, absolutely, barn burners every single time. But otherwise, you know, why not just do what you want to do? Write the kind of music that you want to write and perform and listen to. But having said that, during our previous podcast, I had this whole long PSA at the very beginning where I talked about this exactly, that, you know, if you have down tempo G and G numbers, then, you know, it's going to be hard to make it very far if everybody else is doing these up tempo, fun, happy, interesting barn burners. But about this song, about Escape the Grid by Stacking Theory, I like the jangle pop of it. It reminds me of the 1 a.m. radio. And for most of the song, the backing music is just a take on the 12-bar blues, you know, the A-A-D-D-A-A-E-D-A. And sure, they add a sixth in there for a couple of those chords, but it's still the 12-bar blues, which is one of the most common progressions in popular music, because it sounds so good and natural, and because it resolves so well. And when it's done well, with those great backing vocals and the excellent lyrics, then there's no real reason for me to complain about that. Then, of course, the slower tempo section comes in, and it is not melded very well with the up-tempo part of the song, but better than some. Also, it is almost but not quite halftime. It goes from 166 beats per minute down to 78 beats per minute, which is just 5 beats per minute away from exactly halftime. I like what Stacking Theory does with this section. Again, I would never want to end an up-tempo song on a slower note, but I think this works great. He escapes the 12-bar blues, and it sounds lovely. That distorted guitar hits so well, and it goes great with the heavy, heavy whisper of his lead vocals and those lush backing vocals, which I also loved.
Nice. Yeah, I also loved the up-tempo jangle pop. Like, I was really into it. The song made a great impression on me right from the start, and I found myself humming along during my week of listening to these songs. Really solid chorus, sticks in your head, and those sweet, sweet backing vocals. Probably the best part of the chorus. So nice. I also like that line, "There must be some kind of lever to use. I've got a broken system that I'm desperate to move. I need a way to find a way to break the patterns in me. Just give me some length and a fulcrum." I thought was really cool. But I didn't know it was
Archimedes.
I didn't know it was Archimedes. I thought it was blah, 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 blah. You know, I didn't get that until I read the lyrics. And I think it's because Archimedes, bunch of syllables squeezed into a little space. But just hearing about a length and a fulcrum just made me think, oh, cool. Yeah, I get there trying to, like, move something heavy. Like, that imagery really worked for me. And I thought that whole stanza was really great. And that verse really jumped out to me in a good way. At the end in the slower section, there are some really loud string scrape noises at the end and maybe in a couple other places. And I'm wondering if they're supposed to represent seagulls or something, because I know that there was a line about seagulls on the beach. But I just thought they were really loud and obnoxious, and I would have preferred actual sampled seagulls if that's what you were going for. But that is really my only complaint. And just to react to something you said, Ryan, I didn't really hear the 12-bar blues. It may have been like a 1-4-5 chord progression, but I didn't hear any like dominant 7 chords, so it really didn't sound bluesy to me. But yeah, maybe that's what the chord progression actually was, but I just heard delightful pop music and really nothing in the blues context in my ears.
It's not so much blues as the genre of music. It's the name for the chord progression.
Yeah.
And though, yeah, he doesn't have any 7th chords, but he does stick a 6th in there, which is also, well, I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
yeah, so this song, I think, was probably, after a few listens to all the songs, was probably my favorite song out of the bunch. I really liked it. I thought it was, I mean, I don't know, I feel like the two genres of music that I like are jangle pop and sad beach music. It's like, ooh, together in one delightful package. So, I mean, it, you know, it just is kind of tailor-made to be something that I would enjoy. But I, you know, I really liked the kind of wordplay in the lyrics around the, you know, escape the grid, you know, kind of those different meanings of, you know, the grid as infrastructure and the grid as, you know, talking about the musical grid that we've been discussing this whole time, and kind of all the play about like, oh, I don't like the shape I'm in. You know, I've got this system desperate to move. I wasn't crazy about that Archimedes part because I didn't feel like it scanned super well, but I feel like this could also just be maybe a thing where people in Australia say Archimedes differently than I would say Archimedes. I mean, Archimedes and patterns in me is kind of a bold rhyme. so I kind of approve of that. Just, you know, on like theoretically, but it felt a little bit more jammed in there than the rest of the lines, which I felt like flowed pretty well. And I also really loved those backing vocals. Those were fabulous.
Yeah.
I think we all pointed that out. That was the highlight of the chorus for me.
Yeah. And you know that Archimedes quote, right?
No.
Moving the world.
Yeah. Give me a place to stand, a lever long enough, and a fulcrum, and I can move the earth. It's just sort of a reference to basics of physics, I guess.
Yeah, it does sound familiar. All right, next up.
No, I was going to introduce you, introducing the next song. It's Chumpy. Ba-ba-da-da-ba-ba-da.